Table further. Put that one beside it.
Ma'am, is this your way of managing things here? If we put them together, then how am I supposed to move the trolley around?
Ma to be.
Hello, ma'am.
Where is he?
In your office.
Why did you send someone like that to my office?
We were busy setting the tables, and he just kept getting under our feet.
Is everything okay in the kitchen?
Yes, everything's fine.
When the owner isn't in the room, it's common courtesy to wait outside. Would you stay away from that, please?
Hello. What did I do?
Nothing. Sit down, please. I need another 2 months. I'm in a bind and I can't give you your money right now.
That means that you should pay an extra...
I don't intend to give you extra money. I've never done that in my life, ever.
It's 800 million 2 months. Do you know the cost of 2 months' delay?
Sir, I don't intend to give you extra money. I didn't even buy the house from you.
No. But that lady owed me a sum of money, and she gave your check to me. I accepted it because I thought you always pay your debts in time. They said the check belonged to Mr. Akbar's wife. I had no idea you two weren't living together anymore.
Leave and come back next month.
Tell me, how much can I add to become your partner in the restaurant?
Get out of here! I don't want a partner! Get out!
Fine. I'll give you until the end of the day. Tomorrow, I'll take the check to the bank.
Are you threatening me?
You can take it as a threat if you want. Do you want me to get it from Mr. Akbar? I only accepted the check on account
of
him.
Just wait a minute. I'm the one who owes the money. Why do you want to settle it with Akbar?
Because you're not paying your debt, and I can't start a fight with some woman.
Why would you fight with me? I owe you money, and I'm telling you to come back next month.
You run a business yourself. You know the value of 800 million tomans.
Fine, all right. All right, we'll see. Give your number to the woman who's standing outside. She'll call you. Come for your money next week.
I can't, madam. I'm taking the check
to
the
bank. Then why don't you go and come back with the police? Go on!
Excuse me. Father, please. Miss Samira has a very, very good suggestion for you.
What suggestion?
Miss Samira, come here, please.
Yes.
Samira, I am sure that my father is very interested in what you have to say and is completely ready to hear you now. If you please, my father, yes. Samira.
Okay, I suggest that you call Mr. Akbar and Minu and insist that they find the time to meet with each other and talk. Alone, that is.
Meet with each other for what, exactly?
Well, tell them they have to decide about the kids. Tell them that the meeting is just about the kids. If they agree to this meeting, this will give them the chance to be alone in an emotional environment and solve their problems.
They have no idea what emotion is.
Well, it doesn't hurt to give them a chance to talk to each other alone, away from their family and friends and other distractions. I think sometimes interference from others can make matters worse.
Well, they won't get off their high horses.
Grandpa, trust me, it's worth a shot. Miss Samira has a lot of experience. She's a lawyer and she knows what might actually work.
Just talk to them. It might work. Give it a chance.
All right. If you think a phone call from me will make a difference, I'll do it. Sarah, turn off the tap.
There's another 56.5 million in our other account.
Well?
And Mr. Tavakoli has to give us another 8 million.
Mm-hmm.
Which we can get tomorrow.
What else?
And today's earnings...
It won't do. I have to sell it.
That house can't be sold. I mean, it shouldn't be sold.
Do you know how much I can earn from such a deal? The house is worth 1.5 billion tomans, Mr. Human.
Just delay it, please.
Mrs. Minou said I should do it by today or tomorrow. If I delay, I'll lose it to my brother.
Leave your brother to me, will you? Just try to buy some time. You're a master at this game. You know what to do. Go to the other real estate agencies around here and tell them there's something wrong with the house's estate title.
Why would I want to do something like that?
I want Minou to get into trouble with Mohsen, the one who has the check. If she goes to prison for 3 days, just for 3 days, she'll lose all her credit and therefore can't be the restaurant's manager anymore. And that's the end of it. Get it?
Don't add too much pepper. Ibrahim.
Yes, sir.
Lift up the lid.
Yes, sir.
Akbar, come with me for a minute. I have some good news for you.
What is it?
Just come with me.
Can't you see I'm busy? Just tell me.
Okay, I'll tell you. Javed says Mrs. Minou went to see him and desperately asked him to put the house on sale and sell it at a lower price. I think she owes someone a large sum of money. You remember Mohsen, don't you?
So what? What's good about it? It's none of your business, none of my business. She knows what's best for her. Get back to work!
All right. I think you should meet.
Okay, where?
Doesn't matter where. You should talk about your children's future.
All right, when?
When? Tonight.
Tonight, you said?
Yes, my dear, tonight.
Well, if it's about reconciliation, what's there to talk about, Dad? They'll stay with me. Okay, they can stay with her. I already told them they're absolutely free to choose themselves.
Okay, then tell them to come to my restaurant, nowhere else.
I'll decide the place. What difference does it make? Are you looking for an excuse?
Okay, don't get angry. All right, I'll go there. I'm really losing it, you know. Tell Abdi to take these to the bank. No. Put them in the safe. I'll do it tomorrow.
Oh. Okay, I'll keep them.
What I'm saying here is that once you are ready, we can... Yes. Of course.
Stop it.
Hello, sir.
Don't treat her so nicely.
Goodbye, honey. Pardon?
I said, don't treat her so nicely. Let her appreciate you from the very beginning. Love should be mutual. Two people together. One-sided love won't do.
Whoa, what a wise thing you just said. I should really thank you. Thank you there.
Listen to me. Go clean up the stairs.
Right away, sir.
Okay, go on. Safdar! Come here, please.
Yes.
Get a taxi for me as soon as possible.
Okay. But why? You're welcome to take my car.
Don't you need it?
No, I don't. Here you are. Hello? Akram? Your brother's having a change of heart. He's going to meet me new. Yes, right now. Okay. No, I'm having lunch. Bye-bye.
Yes, Mom. What is it? No, I'm going. Yes, I'm getting ready right now.
Are you looking for something, Said?
Yes. Have you seen Farhad?
Yes, he was playing with Grandpa and Uncle in that room.
Uncle and Grandpa are sleeping and Farhad is not here.
But I saw him. I saw him a few minutes ago.
I can't find him anywhere.
Where is he then?
Is it? Minu? Who's there?
What is it? What do you want? I almost choked to death.
Where are you, Farhad? Why don't you answer your phone?
So, did you call me?
Yes, where are you?
If only you knew, Sarah. If only you knew.
Did you go home?
Did I? You should come over here
right now and see what a banquet our angry father has set up for Mom.
Hello, why did you go there? Does Dad even know you're there?
No, Dad is grooming himself.
Get out of there before Mom arrives.
It's the bell. The bell's ringing. I gotta go, Sarah.
What's wrong?
Say, what if Dad had decided to remarry?
What? What did you say?
Can you come to the door for a minute?
Whose voice is that? What's going on over there?
I'm screaming, Sarah. It's Miss Marilla. She's calling out to Dad. I'm not sure what to do here.
Marilla? What is Marilla doing there?
I don't know.
Get out of there fast, right now!
Okay, Sarah, stop shouting. Be a little civilized, please, okay? If I dare show myself to Dad, he'll kill me or something.
Mom's there soon. It won't do us any good if she sees Marilla there.
I know you can hear me. Can you come to the door?
Do something to delay her.
I can't. Mom's already on her way.
No, they didn't. Why are you hiding in there? I've been calling you for a while.
Who is it?
It's Marilla. Are you going to come out?
No. Wait, I'm coming out. Oh, Safdar, I'm going to kill you.
What?
Oh, I wasn't talking to you. Just wait there.
Uh, I wonder why that woman has gone there so late. It's real fishy.
Sarah, could you please put her on speaker?
Hello?
Hello, Mom? Where are you?
Me? I'm in my car. I'm on my way to talk to your father.
When will you get there?
I'm close. Why? Is there something wrong?
Hello, Minu.
Hey there, Mom. Hello. Let me just pull the car over for a second. Tell me, has something happened to Dad?
No, dear. Don't worry. I'm fine. Everything is all right.
What are you up to now? What's going on there, Dad?
Mom, can I ask you a question, please?
Since you're all talking to me at once,
something must be wrong. Tell me what's happened.
No. Hello, Minu. Look, our question is, are you sure you want to talk to Akbar? Have you thought it through? Are you completely ready to do this?
Manuche, something must have happened. Hang up, I'm coming over.
No, Mom, there's no need to come, Mom.
Quiet for a moment.
Come here,
please.
No.
Mom, listen. There's nothing wrong. You don't have to worry. We were just worried about you, and we just wanted to tell you that you should drive more slowly.
Yes,
drive
that's
more
right,
carefully.
Dear. Drive slowly.
Yes, very slowly. Bye-bye.
Hello? Hello?
Get out, ma'am.
I won't.
Stop shouting! Just get out and we'll talk tomorrow.
You're shouting at me? Do you think I'm your wife? I will teach you a lesson you will never forget. You take my money and throw me out? You hate me, but not my money?
Ma'am, will you leave on your own, or am I gonna have to make you leave?
You're threatening me? You're threatening to hit a woman? You think I'm your poor, miserable wife who lets you beat her up without saying a word of it?
You've apparently confused me with your ex-husband. Of course, it seems that he was right
to... He was right.
Mm-hmm.
He was right. All right, I see it's come to this. I've paid the money. It's my restaurant, and I can do what I want with it, and I'll throw you out.
Dream on, lady. We have a contract. Just because you've paid a little money doesn't mean you can come here and do whatever you like.
Ha ha. I'll throw you out, and you'll be forced to go back to cooking in your wife's restaurant. You'll see. You even dare to insult me?
I wasn't insulting you. You can't see the difference, right?
What happened, Sarah? Tell me.
I know who's behind this.
Listen, I don't think she's going to leave anytime soon. We have to do something quick.
All right, hold on a sec. I'll call Mom and see where she is.
Sarah, you're really driving me crazy tonight, really.
Oh, Mom? Did I call you again? Interesting. I'm so sorry about that. Maybe wrong number.
Well, since you dialed the wrong number, I'll say goodbye.
No. Mom, where are you? I mean, haven't you gotten there yet?
Why do you ask?
Nothing. It's just that... Because Dad called several times already. But don't you hurry. Be sure to drive slowly and carefully.
Will you stop making plans for us?
Believe me, we know what we're doing. And just for your information, I'll be with your father in a minute or two, so stop bugging
me, okay?
What happened?
It's over. Mom's coming. Farhad, do something.
Okay, then, do you have Marilla's number?
Why do you want her number?
Could you stop asking questions? Just go and get me the number, quick.
He wants Marilla's number. Where do I get it?
I know her number. Tell him to write it down.
How do you know it?
Now's not a good time to ask these things.
Go on, Uncle.
Okay, 092349.
Hello.
Hi there. Hello to you, madam.
Who is it?
I'm calling from Sina Hospital, I think. You're Miss Marilla, right?
Yes, of course. That's me.
Then I've dialed the right number. Don't worry. Such things happen. Death comes to us every day.
What's happened?
He isn't in critical condition anymore, but he is in a coma.
Who's in a coma?
Do you know Mr. Human? Mr. Human.
Human Baladehi. It's Baladehi.
Yes, that's right.
The Mr. Human Baladehi that you mentioned is in a coma. What are you waiting for, Miss Marilla? Come to the hospital. Oh, we just found your number in his wallet.
What hospital did you say?
It's, Sina. Sina.
Sina, yes. Yes, I'm on my way.
Okay, thank you.
Tell me, what's wrong?
They took Human to the hospital. He's in a coma.
What do you mean? What happened?
I don't know. He didn't say anything. I have my car. Do you think you can come with me?
Okay. You go and start the car, and I'll get my stuff.
Was the one who just called her on the phone. I lied, actually. Mr. Human is quite all right. I wanted her to get out of here before Mom gets here.
But wait, what are you doing in here?
I was just trying to help. If I hadn't called her just now and told her that Mr. Human was in the hospital, then Mom would have arrived and seen her, and then... Dad, I had to do it. Mom's on her way here.
Okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'll get rid of her. Then you'll leave because your mom and I have a private party. You remember that?
Okay, I know, Dad. There's no problem.
Miss Marilla, you go first. I'll come later. I hope it's not serious.
Okay, then. I'll be waiting for you in the hospital.
Okay, goodbye. Okay, I took care of it. Now you better get out of here, and I'll deal with you later.
Okay, Dad. Dad, please put an end to this quarrel.
Okay. Go.
Dad, it's Mom! She's coming, go!
Is it? Get yourself a cup of tea. I'll be right with you.
I have to go back quickly. Hello.
Hello. Who was it?
Sarah.
I agree. I'll turn off mine as well. Not black, right?
I'll have some water. It seems you're not having such a great time either. Well, what's the plan? Let's just get it over with. I have to go back to the restaurant.
This was your father's idea. It wasn't mine.
Perhaps Dad thinks there's some hope left at this marriage. At least that's what I think he thinks.
It seems Dad's worried about the children, not us.
Well, they are all grown up. They can decide for themselves. It's their call, after all.
You talk about them as if they're spoils of war.
And you talk as if we're having a war or something.
I think we're meeting here tonight to talk about it, right? I just don't know why everyone's trying to interfere in our lives.
They won't be able to do that if we don't let them, you know. We're to blame in all of this.
So you finally understand that the problem lies with us.
I knew from the very beginning. You're the one who should have understood. What is it?
If my memory serves me right, I put 4 cookies there. Did you eat one?
Not yet. The same old cookies.
Yes. Have some fruit. Now I know who's done it. Oh no. It's a blackout. I'll get the candles.
Sit down. You don't know where they are. I'll get them.
I don't have any idea about that boy.
Tirdad?
Tirdad. I'm not sure about him. I don't dislike him. But you know your daughter better than I. If you think we should find out more about him, we will. But they'll have to ask for her hand in marriage.
Did you know I've set a date for the end of this month? They'll be coming.
So you've already taken care of everything without asking my opinion. It was always like this. You do everything on your own. Tell me, please, why do you want to keep 2 of the kids with you?
It's mutual, am I right? Said and Sarah are always with you, are they not?
Yes. Well, what about when Sarah gets married?
No matter what, Shirin and Farhad is staying with me.
We should let them decide for themselves.
Then you should have invited them over.
No problem. Call them and invite them over for dinner.
So late in the night? And in the dark as well?
I've already prepared some food. You'll have dinner, right? I'm making your favorite salad.
Oh, thank you.
Ugh!
What's the matter? Did you cut your hand?
You're here. It's nothing. It's a small scratch.
Hold on a second.
Please, don't bother.
I'll get you a Band-Aid.
It's just a scratch.
Are you expecting anyone?
No one. No one. Let me see who it is. What do you want? Where's the fire? What, are you trying to knock the door down?
I apologize. The power seems to be out.
Are you an electrician?
My name is Mohsen, sir. Sorry to disturb.
I think you've got the wrong address.
I don't think so. The person who gave me this address is quite trustworthy.
Okay, so who is this trustworthy guy?
I apologize. I can't give you his name.
You can't?
No.
Then I'm sorry, too.
Ow, my foot!
Will you tell me his name or not?
Ow! I don't know what his name is, but I do know that he works at your restaurant.
In my restaurant?
Ow! Yes, you crushed
my foot. It's your own fault. Now tell me, why are you here?
I came to complain about your wife.
What happened?
Your wife won't even give me an answer.
Well?
Look, I accepted your wife's checks solely because of your reputation. And I've been told that your wife has come here tonight for a meeting.
They gave you the wrong information, sir.
So you're trying to say that I'm misinformed?
How much does she owe you?
Are you going to pay it?
Why would I?
If I find her, you'd better know I'll make her pay.
Do you know how to talk to a lady, or should I teach you?
Look, I want the money that she owes me.
All right. Then off you go. Go and get it from her.
Hey! What? You think you can fool me? I wasn't born yesterday. I'll be watching you. I'm gonna stay right here until you pay me. I know she's here!
Who is it? Is something wrong?
Is something wrong? Do you have any idea what you're doing?
That's why I'm asking who it was.
Who is that scoundrel who's making a ruckus at the door?
Who?
Your creditor, Mr. Mohsen.
Really, Mohsen? The one who's got my checks for the house? What did he say?
Nothing. He wants his money.
What did you say?
It's you that he's after. What was I supposed to say?
You should have beaten him up.
I can't just beat him up. He wants his money.
Move aside. I'll talk to him myself.
Talk to him and say what?
Listen to me. That's my business. I have to get used to being independent from now on, so stand aside, please. Come on, stand aside.
Dad's phone is off as well.
They're both off.
Let's go over there. I'm very, very worried. What if they fight?
Yes, she's right. Manushe?
Yes?
Get us a taxi, will you? We have to go there right away.
Okay.
Yes? Well, perhaps... Perhaps they told you... They told you to go to the wrong hospital. Aren't you going to look at some other hospitals?
No. It seems fishy.
Why is that?
Because Human's car is here. At your house. And I can keep calling that person, but either his phone is off, or he's just not answering. I do hope you're not trying to trick me, are you?
I know. Well, why would you say that? Come to the restaurant tomorrow. We'll talk there.
It seems I've come at an inconvenient time, right?
No. In fact, I was actually waiting.
Waiting for who, me?
The power. It's back. Goodbye.
Move aside. I want to come in.
In? You can't. Minu is inside.
I said move aside. I want to come in.
I told you, you can't.
Didn't you hear what I said?
And who are you?
It's Marilla, dear Minu. I'm here to tell you some truths about your husband.
What?
You heard me, you swindler.
I'll come and show you who's a swindler.
Minu, where are you going?
I'll show you. Open this damn door.
Move aside.
Minu, wait, please. Minu.
Move aside.
Open it.
Minu.
I said
Excuse
move aside.
Me.
Let me go.
Are
She's
you
calling
a creditor
me a swindler.
Too?
How dare she call me
no,
a swindler?
No, Minu, please, let me explain.
I don't need your explanations. I know how to deal with you and her. She calls me a swindler. How
Stop
dare she?
Stop making a scene. You're attracting everyone's attention.
When a strange woman comes to our door, no one notices. But when I talk, I attract attention. Why is she here, huh? Why is she here? Answer that now, huh?
Minu, let me explain. You're wrong. It's just a misunderstanding.
Where does she want to come in? Can you tell me?
Look, Minu, you're not feeling well. You're angry. I'll explain everything.
I'll kill both of you. I swear that I will.
Minu, believe me. I swear. You're wrong.
If you dare, open this door and I'll show you.
Minu.
Stop saying
I'll tell
my
you
name.
Everything you
I'll
need to know.
I'll show her.
Wait, stop it. I swear you're wrong. It's just
Excuse
a misunderstanding.
Me, ma'am. Isn't that
yeah,
Miss Kirka
right.
shouting in there?
I swear to God that she
It sounds like her.
Because of the restaurant's
hey,
affairs.
What is it that you want?
You think I'm a fool? Don't you try to fool me.
You know I'm not going
to
leave
I
until
swear.
I get exactly what I want.
I can't believe this.
Me too.
I can't believe
I won't leave
that
either.
I can't believe
they
that
owe me some money as well.
Time.
Would you please
How about
just
you?
Listen to me?
Who owes you money?
Why won't you
Miss
believe
Kirka,
me?
His
anything
wife,
that you say right
the
now.
One who's shouting so loudly in there.
And for what?
This is just too much.
I have her checks, madam.
Calm down, please.
800 million tomans.
Just listen.
So I understand the both of you are swindlers.
And it seems that you and I
no,
have both
you're...
lost our
Why
money
won't you
to
listen
them.
Listen to me.
My name is Mosen.
I'll have
What's
nothing
your name?
To do with you anymore. You're
Marilla.
Dead to me now. You
Calm
hear
down,
me? Dead.
Please.
Marilla, indeed.
Minu, just
open
calm
the
down
door.
And listen to me.
We'll show you. Both of us.
I know your true nature now. We'll go to the court tomorrow and put an end to this marriage.
But you don't have any idea what really happened.
Oh, believe me, I do. I've seen your true face, you ungrateful jerk.
But you don't have any idea what really happened.
Oh, believe me, I do. I've seen your true face, you ungrateful jerk.
And who is she?
Who said you could go up there?
Didn't I say that she was here? So you're in this together. Miss Marilla, they're both in it together.
Are you getting down off the wall, or do I have to call the police?
Call the police. We'll deal with both of you, you swindlers.
Are you calling me a swindler?
Hey!
Open the door. Open this door if you dare.
Tell me, Manusha. What's going on here? What's that guy doing up there?
I'm here because they owe me money, sir.
So what about it? Why have you climbed up the wall?
He wants his money. So do I, and I am not going to stop until I get all of it back.
What's that mean?
I promise to deal with you later, little girl.
Well, I suggest you give him all you owe him first.
How many times did I tell you that it's just not going to work? You didn't believe me. I'll put an end to this myself, you'll see.
Do you want me to lose my temper?
Mr. Mawson, be careful not to fall down.
Don't worry, madam. I'll be very careful.